A day of decision. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Even though it's not a presidential election, turnout is expected to be big this election day. And what will that mean to the nation's rural voters? Jonna Miller has more.
This year's elections could become famous for the number of close races.
Basically, the control of the House and the Senate is hinging on voter turnout. We've got 36 governor's races, we've got 33 U.S. Senate races, and of course, all of the 435 House races.
American Farm Bureau Policy Implementation Director Linda Johnson says once again, the rural vote could play a crucial part in tight elections.
So many people in the big cities just are not connected to voting that they just don't turn out. And when they don't turn out, it means those who turn out in force in a rural area can really make a difference on how a vote swings.
One area where that could really mean a difference is on several state initiatives that would change eminent domain laws, a big issue for farmers and other rural voters because the Supreme Court ruled last year that governments could take private property and turn it over to developers instead of for traditional uses like roads and bridges.
As a result, there was kind of a groundswell out there from just the average Joe Blow who says, excuse me, but private property is very important. So for the first time ever, it's really on everybody's radar screen.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Well, despite today's forecast for off and on showers, a big turnout's expected here in Tennessee as voters will decide on who will serve for the next 4 years as governor and the next 6 years as senator. Well, I'm sure several Tennessee farmers will be casting their votes today, and many are still trying to finish up harvest. These frequent rains over the past month have kept them out of their fields, and according to the latest Ag Statistics report, cotton producers still lack about 25% of their crop and 20% of soybeans. Well, yesterday in Cookeville, the 46th annual state land judging contest was held. Hawkins County took first place in 4-H, and the Warren County FFA chapter first in FFA. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.